As promised, we are joined right now by the ACC quarterback of the week, quarterback for North Carolina, coming off an enormous game. 419 yards of total offense, 5 touchdowns in Saturday's win over Virginia. 4th FBS quarterback ever to record back-to-back games with 300 passing yards and 100 rushing yards. He was a preseason All-American. UNC is 2-1. They're number 20 in the coaches' poll, and they are taking on Georgia Tech on Saturday night. Sam Howell is my guest. Sam, it's good to have you on today. How are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Good to have you, Sam. So I mentioned you're coming off a really big game where you had your second straight game of more than 300 yards passing, 100 yards rushing. From the outside, and I'm way outside, but from the outside, it looks like the game is moving pretty slowly for you from the inside. And when you're in it, what's it feel like?
Yeah, no, it definitely has slowed down a lot, especially since my freshman year. I think I'm in a really good place mentally with Coach Longo's offense. He's doing a really good job getting prepared for the game. So I just feel really confident. I think we struggled week one just on the offensive side of the ball, and I think we've found an identity now. We kind of know who we are on offense, and we've got to keep the momentum going.
Sam Howell joining us. Coach Longo, of course, is Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator. And Sam, I've talked to Mac Brown about you a number of times. He says that he loves it when you run and then you slide because, quote, he still likes to be physical. I want him to go down. End of quote. You had a lot of success running it in high school and in your first few games as a freshman. So at this point in your career, how would you describe your mentality when you are running the ball?
Yeah, I definitely want to always try to protect myself when I can. I think these past few games, I probably haven't done a good enough job of that. I'm just trying to do everything I can to help my team win games. And, I don't want anyone on my team to be thinking that I'm worried about myself or my career after college. I really just want to give my team everything I got every single weekend. And that's just kind of the mindset I have going in every single game.
Now, I mentioned Phil Longo, and you did too. He said, quote, that you're more decisive in RPOs this year. Quote, he's getting through pass progression, and he's out, and he's attacking grass now. We pull on an RPO, and it's not there. He's attacking grass. End of quote. I'm kind of curious, how does it feel? Have you tried to adapt with the departures of Michael Carter and Javonte Williams? And then how does that affect your approach?
Yeah, it affects our plan a little bit differently on offense. I think we struggled to get the running game early on, so I was asked to become more of a part of it. But I think in these recent games, we've done a really good job running the football. Ty Chandler has really stepped up, our transfer running back. And, Caleb Hood has also stepped up. He's kind of fulfilled that backup running back role. So, we have some backs that we feel really confident in. And we knew it was only a matter of time before they kind of stepped up. So they've done a really good job. And, I think I'm running the ball better than I have the first year. So I think it only makes our running game better.
Talking North Carolina quarterback Sam Howell, I get that. Now, you look at your numbers, you've moved past Russell Wilson and into sixth place in ACC history with 77 career touchdown passes. You're only 2 away from the top 5. What's your reaction when you see your name moving up among the greats like that? On some level, does that feel kind of surreal, or at the same time, does that feel pretty normal and what you expected?
Yeah, honestly, it's definitely pretty cool. I try not to take those things for granted. I know I'm in a position that not very many people have been blessed to be in, so I'm just super thankful for everything that God has given me in the position that I'm in. And just to hear my name mentioned around names like that is just a really big blessing, and it's something I don't take for granted.
Sam Howell joining us. I get that. Sam, you're going to be yourself, and obviously you are going to be your own man, and you have your own game. But you look at these numbers. You've passed for more than 7,000 yards in your first two seasons, and the back-to-back games of 100 yards rushing are impressive as well. But then you couple that with the passing yardage. When you look around college or even the NFL, who are the quarterbacks that you do kind of try and learn and model yourself after?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't think there's one guy that I look at. I try to watch mostly all the top guys in the league, and then I just try to take bits and pieces of their game and try to apply it to mine when I see fit. But I really don't think there's one guy that I watch and try to model my game after. I really just try to take little bits and pieces from everybody's game and try to apply it to my own.
Sam, I wonder, the season did not get off to the start that you would have hoped with that tough game against Virginia Tech. And in a sense like that, how college football is, if you lose, it's easy for guys to kind of go into the tank or get down. It didn't seem like anybody there did. What did you learn from that game? And then what did you learn about your team in terms of how everybody bounced back and responded to that challenge?
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't what we wanted or what we were expecting week one. But, you know, we kind of just told our team, you know, we can either let this one game affect us for the rest of the season or we can just forget about it and move on. And, you know, if anything, everyone kind of needed a reality check. I think the whole program did. And, you know, everyone just went back to, you know, doing everything they need to do to be successful on Saturdays. And, you know, I think that game has really just changed our whole mindset around as a team. And I think it's actually obviously we hate losing the game, but I really think it's helped us in a way. And, you know, I feel really good about where we are moving forward.
We're talking to Sam Howell for a few more moments. You know, Sam, you made the point that I don't want any of my guys to think that I'm thinking about my future and I'm not putting the team first. I get that. I understand that. When you look at your situation, though, your name continues to come up as a Heisman Trophy favorite. Your name continues to come up as a possible first-round draft pick. It would be easy to get caught up or distracted by that. What is your mindset and how are you dealing with all that attention?
Yeah, man, I really don't try to think about it. You know, I think the when you think about down the road, I think the one way I can really help myself is if we're winning football games here. I think that's one way where you can really judge a quarterback is how many football games they're winning. And, you know, and I love my team. I love my teammates. And, you know, I just want to be right for them and be fair to those guys. And it's really just leave it all out there on the line for those guys. And, you know, that's just the type of person I've always been. And, you know, I just want to be the best teammate I can for all my teammates.
You know, my thing is I got to be objective. I've always, since I've gotten into this game, this business, I've always tried to be really objective and not play favorites, not fanboy anybody, but I'm not going to lie to you. Mac Brown is one of my favorite people in college football, has long been one of my favorite guys to talk to. What's it been like to play for him?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, coming in as a freshman, I didn't really know what to expect. He's been super awesome. He loves the players. I think that's the main thing. He's a player's coach. You know, if there's something we need that's not getting done, he's going to make sure it gets done. So he's just an awesome guy to be around on a daily basis. And he's really everyone kind of says that they have a family atmosphere, but he's really created that here. So it's just a super fun time to be here at Carolina, and it's all credit to him.
All right, so before you go, I got to ask you, with all the work that you've done, with all the work that he's done, you've raised the level of expectations for the program, brought a lot of juice and a lot of attention to the program. I know you're not looking to take credit for that, but what's it been like watching the attention and the expectations and the vibe and the energy around that program grow as quickly as it has in a relatively short period of
time? I'm not taking any credit. You know, I'm just, there's been a lot of really good players and coaches around me that's kind of helped us get to where we are. I knew coming in that we had a lot of really talented guys on the team, and, you know, if I do the best I can to get those guys the ball and do a good job leading these guys, and I think we would be in a good spot as a program. And I think that's where we are now, and it's really just credit to Coach Brown. You know, he knows what it takes to get to the top, and, you know, he's got the whole team bought in, so we're just kind of following his leadership and kind of seeing where this thing takes us.
Hey, Sam, one last thought. You've been really good with your time, but I want people to understand that the program had won 5 games in the 2 years before you arrived, and now you can legitimately talk about competing for an ACC championship and a national championship, literally. So what exactly did you see in that program before you got there that lets you know that's a place where you could have that kind of success?
Yeah, man, I just think I spent a lot of time up here as a recruit, and I just would see the talent they had, and I really just thought that, you know, the results you see on the scoreboard on every Saturday was not really who the team was. I mean, I really didn't know what the problem was, but, you know, all I wanted to do in here was come in with a winning mindset and just challenge everybody on a daily basis and do the best job I can for this team. And, you know, I think that's kind of helped us get to where we are today.
Man, trust that process. There it is. UNC is 2-1. They're number 20 in the coaches poll. They're taking on Georgia Tech on Saturday. And again, he is your ACC quarterback of the week, coming off an enormous game. Sam, appreciate you. Appreciate that nice interview. Great to have you on the show, Sam. Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate you for having me.
Good to have you. Extremely polished on and off the field.